I think that there's a high number of our podcasts that start with me giggling.
That's true.
Go ahead. You shape this, though. You shape this.
Okay. I'm going to call this Season 2, Episode 40, The Lost Episode. Number one, Chris and I tried to do this yesterday. Today's Sunday. We tried to do this on Saturday. We had all kinds of tech issues. But before Saturday, we had test runs with this Skype thing to make sure it worked. Then we get to Saturday. It doesn't work. Today's Sunday. We just had an amazing conversation, and I threw it away by hitting the wrong button at the end. I don't know if you can tell by the look on my face, but I'm bothered and I'm a little devastated that I just threw away. So what you're seeing now is all you're getting, and what you're hearing and seeing, if you're watching it, great. If you're listening to it, great. This is all that you're getting this week because I dumped an hour and a half of podcast down the drain because of this new tool that I don't know how to use. You notice how I'm not saying anything about Chris.
No, I'm absolutely fine that we are not able to post that conversation. Absolutely fine. What I will say is, do we want to just drop highlights or do we just want to just have it disappear? Because I know you scribble notes. You scribble things down.
Here are my notes.
Here are the notes. Throw down the notes, and then I will kind of shape in the stuff that I remember. And then
that's our
cast. This is our cast for this week.
Yeah.
We roll with that.
Lots of tech issues. Mm-hmm. Lots of tech issues. Snitch tagging.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter followers. Mm-hmm. And then we ended with what did you call it? Like metaphors that we use in the classroom to help with learning.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but my notes don't do justice to like the conversation that we had. So you're going to try to do that, I guess.
Yeah, I'll try and shape it. Let me sort of pack in between the statements. So the tech challenges you addressed. This is about us learning a new way to do what we've done in the past, which is our kind of weekly roundup, our stringing out of our Twitter feeds, of our father feeds, sort of bringing together all this kind of content into our weekly meeting. So we're in growing pain zone right now. And so the heads up, let's just throw it out to the group. If you are currently using Skype to record conversations for podcasts, it seems that what's critical, and this is something different than before, is that whoever starts the recording needs to stop the recording so that the conversation is captured. That's at the heart here. So the part of what we did is that I started the recording, and then Roland left the conversation before the stop recording. So all of a sudden we're like, what happened? So second part to it was talking about the snitch tagging. Snitch tagging, just we're talking about this from the point of view of what's actually going on here, and why is it that individuals have such an issue with the snitch tagging? It's, you know, subtweeting and snitch tagging seem to be using the same kind of toolkit, yet depending on what our perceived view of the person's intent, it can be, you know, either a cool thing or a not so cool thing. So you have teachers that will quite openly share the love. This doesn't fall into subtweeting snitch tagging. So kind of just messing around with that and purpose and power. Then we talked a little bit about follow boosting and that idea of what would someone actually do if they all of a sudden went from 200 followers to 10,000 followers. And we played a little bit about the responsibility and saying, you know, what can be a little bit like being in a jungle. We thought it might be kind of dangerous to all of a sudden have that many people having expectations of you. Then we moved into the metaphor, and the metaphor was all about me looking at the pirates and looking at the tattooed skateboarders that are kind of populating, kind of like the persona, the branding of Twitter feeds right now. And what does teaching look like? What does teaching practice look like without the metaphor? Is there a way to sort of get around it? To which your response is, there's a really powerful sense of community and activity that's built by messing around with the metaphor and having artifacts in the classroom that are that create story and create that creative thinking. And we, you know, we both share the fact that we've sort of done our own house cleanups, and sometimes the toys from the home make it into the classroom because they will activate story within the class or activate engagement with the class, or sometimes it'll activate just a sense of safety and security in the class. And then we started to wrap up.
I will say one thing before I move my hands away from the mouse and the keyboard, is that if you're watching the YouTube video, and or if you're listening to the podcast, just the audio, and you want to tell us, if you want to let us know, does this look better than the Google Hangouts on Air? Does it sound better? Does it sound worse? We'd love to hear from you if you want to take a second and let us know if things were still legit or if they're not. It's all good. And that's it. That's episode 40, season 2. Chris drew a picture. You want to show everybody the picture of our conversation?
For sure. And so there's the picture for this week, the lost episode, episode 40. It's funny. I still feel pretty good, even this shortened conversation. But I guess before we close it out, I will say, Roland, safe hands. There we go. Yeah. Whatever that is for your classroom, safe hands, right? The safe hands, whatever different safe hands you do. But we'll push this one out. And hopefully next week, we're going to get to more our regular length podcast. It's just a taster. Summer school, right? Summer school, the lost episodes, episode 40. You good?
Yeah, it's good. I'm good.
All right. Hey, man, I'll chat you soon. Don't say fans.
I'm not touching a thing, brother.